birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Nobody can see that I'm hugging you and telling you happy birthday again.
Well, my birthday was, what, 4 days ago? Yes, I am a Libra. For those who believe in that horoscope.
We'll get to that later.
Crap.
But he is a quarter of a century old. How about that?
Yay. Let me say the generic. What? I am an OG year.
Yes. Nobody from his hood makes it to this age.
I don't believe in that either. Yes, but we made it to another year, you know. Bigger and better things coming, and
turn up for 25.
And when is your birthday coming?
My birthday is 13 days away from now. It is October 25th, 2015, Sunday, to be exact. I think I was born at like 9:05 a.m., 9:07, one of those.
I think she switches up the day every year.
No, he just doesn't remember my birthday.
Sometimes it's the 24th, and then every leap year is the 25th. Let's say that.
My birthday is October 25th forever and always.
Okay. Well, that's not what you told me the first time. The first time we met.
Okay. Because no. I walked up and she said, hey, my name is Bria. My birthday is October 24th. That doesn't make any sense.
And I was like, hey, my birthday is the 9th, so that makes me cooler than you. And then she was like, okay, well, we can celebrate my birthday on your birthday. So we already celebrated her birthday, right?
You know what we could have done?
What?
We could have had a joint birthday party.
We could have done that, but we didn't think of that.
Well, for the first time ever, I am going to have my own birthday party at 23. My birthday, my LeBron year is about to start.
Your LeBron year?
Yes, because I don't believe in Michael Jordan. So, my LeBron year is going to start in 13 days, and I'm going to have a party for the first time in all of my life.
Trivia question.
Yes.
What other NBA player wears number 23?
Currently?
Currently. Do, 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 do.
I have no idea.
And I don't know either.
Why would you ask? I'm like, I don't know.
It's just a trivia question.
Probably nobody that matters.
Anyway, we'll figure it out later.
Yes, okay. But
back to your birthday party.
Yes, I'm going to have a birthday party. And it's going to have lots of vegan foods because I'm a vegan now. And
actually, she started that like last week, right?
Like a week and a half ago, but I've been a vegetarian for like 2 months, so.
And why did you decide to?
To go vegan? Because when I started eating dairy again after going vegetarian, because I kind of went like hardcore. Basically, I was eating like a vegan diet when I first went vegetarian. So then I started eating dairy again, and I felt so like, ugh, it's so disgusting. My body felt, ugh. And then on top of, like, while I was vegetarian, I felt bad eating dairy products anyway because, you know, the animals and the abuse and, you know, all that harm and stuff. So the harm of the animals plus my body not feeling great on a vegetarian diet, I decided to make that jump to vegan even though I've been scared. But I'm glad I did it because I feel awesome. I feel awesome.
Anyway, more food for me.
Yes, we don't eat the same things. We should do a whole podcast on food.
Yeah, we should, yeah.
Yes, okay, I'm excited.
That's a nice podcast.
Turn up, turn up, turn up. Okay.
Back to your party.
Back to my party. So, on top of everything else, I'm going to have some muffins, some smoothies, some pasta. It's going to be great. But you know what the most important part of a birthday party is?
What is that?
Cake.
Are you going to have a vegan cake?
Yes, because I don't want to use eggs in my cake. Because so I don't eat eggs.
When you cut the cake in half, will like grass fall
There's
out?
Egg substitute. You get on my nerves. Whatever. What is your favorite type of birthday cake? What's your favorite flavor?
I love vanilla. Everything. Vanilla and probably, what's the?
Funfetti?
Funfetti! Baby, won't you come my...
Really?
Fetty Wap, you get it?
Yes, I get it.
Okay, yeah, but I love Funfetti. First off, I like how it looks. It just looks
really... It is really fun.
Delicious and fun, and it just makes you want to play with it. You don't even have to eat it. Just squish it in your hands. But when you eat it, it takes you to another world. So, Funfetti, hands down, is my favorite with... What kind of icing?
Maybe you were eating icing out of the jar earlier.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
It's so disgusting.
Funfetti with... I don't want to be lame. Let's go lemon icing.
Oh, that's a stretch for you.
Yes, that's so delicious.
Y'all know Tess is a plain gem.
Yes, but usually it's probably vanilla icing. And also, I also like red velvet, but I have to eat that with something else.
Maybe you have to.
I need a drink to complement my funfetti. Not my red velvet cake. Yes.
What kind of drink? Malta or something?
Yes, Malta or preferably Coke. Enough of me. What is your favorite?
Well, now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure they have like egg or some kind of dairy in the cake mix. So I'm probably gonna have to make my cake from scratch. But it's still gonna taste really good because all my vegan food tastes good. But people just don't want to try it because it says vegan on it. But I like plain like white cake. I like wedding cake. I can eat wedding cake like all year round.
I agree with you.
We don't do chocolate cake in this family.
Not
well, not in me and Tess's family.
Yeah, we don't do
my
that.
Mom and my sister love chocolate cake. Like, ew, boo. Boo to that. My thumbs are going down, but y'all can't see that.
Yeah, I could have one slice of chocolate cake and that's it.
I can't even, like, the thought of it. It's just so gross. It's so gross.
Hopefully we find you the best cake.
I need to start looking up recipes because my birthday is, like, 2 weeks away. Yay! Well, for my birthday, when people come to my party, I want them to bring me donations to my clothing and winter supplies drive. So that's what I want for my birthday. But for Tess's birthday, I got him something he wanted. I got something and he was like, I want this. So I just, he said, this is what I want. And I got it for him as a gift.
Well, actually, I wanted like 5 or 6 things.
And I wasn't going to get all of them, clearly. So I just picked one. Yeah, but do you get people what they want or what they need? Because what they need is going to be, their need is going to stay the same, but their wants are going to change.
I believe you give people what they want for their birthday. It's that one day a year when they should feel special. And nobody likes stuff that they need. Who buys stuff that they need, you know?
I, Bria. Felician, do.
Unless you have to. But anyway, she got me something that I wanted and needed.
Yeah, that is true. That's a very rare combination.
Yes.
Love y'alls.
Which was sneakers. Nike, Huarache.
Huaraches.
Yeah, so I'll probably wear them every day until they retire.
Till they retire? Till you run the shoes into the ground?
Till they expire.
Okay. Don't want to go down this road?
You know, expire means people in other countries say expire as in someone died. Do you know that?
I didn't know that until just now.
Yeah, so I'll wear those shoes until they retire. Expire, I'm sorry.
Until they die.
Yes.
Until they're dead and falling apart.
Yes. So now it's my turn to figure out what Bria wants for her birthday.
Yes, and I think it's just going to be, well, everybody in my family, I'm requesting that they bring clothes and winter supplies for my clothing drive. And if you want to do that too, you can email me at curlyscribe@gmail.com. But I think I'm going to ask Tess to get me books. I want a couple of books because I've been renting a lot of books from the library or on my Kindle or listening to audiobooks, but I haven't bought a new book recently, and I feel like I need one. I feel like I'm overdue, you know?
I think it's time to build a library because we have so many books in this house.
Yes. But yeah, I think I want books on top of donations to my clothing and winter supplies drive.
You also got to shoot them that GoFundMe link.
Yes. I'll put that in the description to this podcast. Well, you know, everybody is born at a certain time for a reason, right?
Maybe.
Do you think it's a coincidence that you were born October 9th?
I don't believe in those kooky things.
You don't believe in coincidences? So you believe everything happens for a reason?
Yes, everything happens for a reason.
So that means everybody was born at the time that they were born for a reason?
I guess so, yes.
So that means everybody who's put in a different horoscope category is meant to be in that horoscope category?
I do not believe in horoscopes at all. Thank you.
Why don't you believe in horoscopes?
Because they're just generalizations.
Okay, elaborate on that. Because that was a generalization.
I know my horoscope is that I am soft-spoken.
True.
I am gentle.
True.
I am for justice, or whatever that means.
You mean for justice?
Yes.
That is also true.
But that could be anyone.
It ain't me. None of that describes me. I'm for justice a little bit, but I'm definitely not gentle or soft-spoken.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, you're not. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I am a Scorpio, And Scorpios are cray cray, and I enjoy that. And we are very in touch with our emotions and our feelings, and we feel strongly about whatever we feel.
Isn't everyone in touch with their emotions?
I'm
in touch
you're with not definitely. You're not in touch with your emotions, for one. Okay.
How do you know what I'm?
Because I know. And then for two, you're not possessive. I am possessive.
Yes, I'm definitely not possessive.
Exactly. I am possessive.
But then I know Libras who are very loud, very much outspoken, who are in touch with their emotions.
Like you don't know that. You're not in touch with your emotions. Anything you say, and then you say, I'm in touch with my emotions, that just, everything else is wrong now. Anyway, everything else is not true.
I know Libras who are the complete opposite of me, so.
All I'm saying is that the horoscopes are a little... They're sometimes a little bit too on point. Like, it's kind of creepy. Like, I don't believe in them, but I also believe that everybody was born at the same time for a reason. Mm-hmm. So, if my birthday falls on October 25th and I happen to be a Scorpio, and it happens to be accurately portray my personality, then maybe it all happened for a reason.
No, they're not of Jesus.
I'm glad I wasn't in a cult.
Yes. What else do you have, my dear?
I feel like, okay, so let's break this down. So, give me the reasons that horoscopes are not of Jesus. Because God picks when we're born, when we're conceived, when we're born.
All I'm saying is that I don't think horoscopes are a good thing. I don't think trying to predict the future in that way is a good thing. And I just do not believe in them. I think they have no basis. They're what? Astrological? That's like magic and all that stuff.
Astrology is magic? Okay.
Yes, you're studying the stars.
And that's magic? So yes. You're trying to... So you compare astrology to Harry Potter?
Yes.
I hope everyone hears this.
Yes, I do not believe in that.
Please, please, guys, tweet us your thoughts about this, because this is funny. Do you believe in horoscopes? Do you not? Do you agree with Tess? Would you compare Harry Potter to astrology? That is what I want to know.
Okay.
This is really fun.
Yes.
We can go on forever, but nobody wants to hear what we have to say about horoscopes forever. They want to talk to us about it. Okay. So tweet us at Curly Scribe, at Tessalon F. Tell me how you feel about horoscopes, people. This is hilarious. Harry Potter, really?
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, that's it for this episode of Marriage and Things. I think we're going to do a food episode next.
Depends on how I feel.
He's annoyed right now. So, this is going to be fun. Well, tweet us and make us feel better, because to make up for Tess getting mad at me, happy, happy October!